fig tree. Shaifilo, they would like scrape it, bechavla, with like a string, the tzavso, the sorach olei bizrom. The tzavso is always like the bark of a palm tree. It used to cut off like a string from the bark of a palm tree and smear it around this branch, around this tree, bizra, by its seeds, they cover, and then they would plant it, hecha demaski yoma, where they're in a swampy place. Now, yama shirtin, where the yam throws out, spits out the bad stuff. Now, kaira avde, perla yavde. Now this fig tree, when it grows up, now it only gives off a kaira, only gives off a trunk, branches, but doesn't give off fruit. So such type of trees, those were the trees they used to use for the marocha. Or tlos brichi minayu, three branches on such a tree, a bridge cannot hold it up. Like the wood was so heavy and so strong, so that's the type of a wood, the fig tree the Mishnah means. Not a regular fig tree that the figs grow on, because that's Mishrim Yishevar Tzor, would not be nice to destroy it, because they used to use a lot of wood. So the wood here means was like from a white fig tree that did not give off any pears. Then it ended off, the Mishnah said, Sidres Morach Gedela, used to make the big marocha, the big pile of logs first. And it said there was a chazisvil, like a window, like an opening in between the logs. The question is, my time, how come they have to have an opening over there? Samara says, Rav Hunav Rav Chizda, Machlekis. Chadama one says, Kedei Shetei Haruach Min Hashem Zbo. It wants the wind to be able to come in to make it burn better. Like when the wind comes in, that will make it burn better, so you have to have a place for the wind, therefore there's like an opening, like a window there. The Chadam one says no. Kadeshiyu matzitzenes solisa. They used to store like the small twigs to catch them on fire first, and they would make the big woods burn. So that's why they used to have like a window, an opening there to put the small twigs there. Samara says meisvei matzitzenes solisa misham from there. So meisvei, I have a question. The next part of the Mishnah says that revach hoyu ben hagzirim, that there was a space between one log and the next log. And used to lie the logs, there was a space between them. What was the space there? Shoyimatzitz and Esalisa, they also used to store the twigs there and light the twigs. So Mashmal used to put the twigs in between the boards, not on top. Samara says, not by this window. Samara says, Amaloch, Mekaymis, Mekaymis, Avdi, they did it like in two places. There was one place by this window, like opening, that's what used to store a lot of the twigs. And then Echnam, in between one log and another log, also there was a space in order to have the twigs there. So in both places they had the twigs to make them light easy, and that would make the big woods catch on fire. So, Yehadir Lecha Ruach Ochiv. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Shlishi. This is all Perek of Mishnayis. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this, Mishnah Lefim. Omalem HaMamuna. The Mamuna, the superintendent, the one that was in charge of the Pisais, to make them make the lottery, which kahanim would be zeicha. So Omlem, you would tell them, bo v'fisa, come together, and let's make the next pius. Like so far in the morning, we had the first pius, that was which kahanim would be zeicha to do the truma tzedeshin. And then it says, when the kahanim came down, all the kahanim came down, they went to lishcha sagozis. Now in the lishcha sagozis, that's where they made the second pius. So the moon has said, come together, we'll make a pius over here, bo v'fisa. And what's this pius now? Mishaychit, which kain, even though really the shchit is kosher bizarre, but mashm was a kosher shchita to do the first one in the morning on the korban atamid, so the kahanim used to want to do it. So he used to make like a gerbila lottery, which kain would be zeicha, mishaychit, which kain would be zeicha to do the shchita, mizerik, which kain would be zeicha to make the zrika sadam of the korban atamid. I think it's mashm, not only the zrika, this kain also made the kabbalah sadam. Just the ikur, the zrika, so say, like, who took care of the Avodah Saddam, Mi Medarshin, another pier then, they chose then, Mi Medarshin HaMestech HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the inside Mizbeach, Mi Medarshin Es HaMenorah, who's going to clean out the Menorah. Now, not the Pshat is really that they first made the Shechita, the Zrika, and then the Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. Because like we say in the morning of the evening, that really the Seder Dvorim was, after the Truma Sedeshin, then the next thing was to the Hatova. Like we say, Abai the Masada said Maroch, Mishnah he says that Maroch Gedoyla, Kedemas Maroch Shniya, first they made the Maroch Gedoyla, then they made the Maroch Shniya, then they made the Siddur Shnei Gezreitzim. Then after that, then they made the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi. So before they made the Shechita on the Korban HaTomid, they first used to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi. And then it says, then they did the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, they cleaned out the five Neiros first. Then after that, then they first made the Shechita in the Dam HaTomid. And then they came back to make the Shtei HaNeiros. So this mission is not really going to say exactly how they did the work, it's just saying how they made the piece in here. So they chose then which kohen will be zeicha to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, mi medarshin es hamenorah, which kohen will be zeicha to clean out the menorah, mi malei borom lakevis, after they finished doing the avodas shechita and zrikam, and then they cut up the oil into pieces, you had to bring the pieces onto the Mizbech. So they would make a choosing now which kohen will be zeicha to carry up the avorim to the kevis. Now the way they carried it up was harosh beregel, one kohen held the head, and the regel here means the left, the back, right foot. Ushtei hayadayim, that's the front. Another kohen held the front 2 feet. Hoiket, that's the backside, the regel, and the left back leg. Hechoza, another kohen had the hechoza, the breast, the hagera, that's like around the neck. Ushtei hadafonis, and the 2 sides. The 2 sides were with the shedra batchol vakovid, yeah. And then another cook, Ushnei Adafanis, Hakrovayim, that's the intestines. V'yasos, another kohen took the solus, carried up the flour for the mincha that was brought with the korban, korban atomid. V'yachavitim, another kohen carried up the mincha the kohen gadol had to have brought every single day. V'yayayin, another kohen would carry up the wine for nitzcha the atomid. So if he, so now, right now, they made all these gorolas now to choose. And Zocha Misha Zocha, each kind that was Zocha, he was Zocha. There was 13 kind of here that had to do with these different 13 Avoidas here. So we had 13 of them. That the first one was Zocha with the Shechita, the second one with the Zrika, the third one with the Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi, the fourth one Dashon with the Hamnura, the fifth one bring up the Rosh and the Regal, the sixth the Shtei Adayim, the seventh Dukitz and the Regal, the eighth the Chos and the Gora, the ninth was the Shtei Adafanis, the 10th was the kebayin, the intestines. The 11th was the soilus. The 12th was the chavitim. And the last one was the yayin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Bay says, Omulem hamamuna. So the superintendent would say, Tzu uru, go out and see. He would say, like, go to the top. He would tell a kayin, the one that was zaychir, go to a high place in the Beit HaMikdash. Uru, and try and see, in megiyas man hashchita, like, is it light, is it daybreak, you have the time to make the shchita. Because you can't make a shechita b'layla. So megia, if it came the time, haroyim, the one that saw it would say bar koi, like there's a strike of light. That's the Tanakam holds. It's enough just to say you saw a streak of light. That's enough. You know now it's time to make the shechita. But Masya ben Shmula, I mean, he also knows. He says like this: that it's not enough just to say bar koi. You see a little streak of light, but rather he has to first say heyer pnei kol hamizrach. The one that went up to see would have to tell us that he saw its light all on the east side, the whole east side was lit up. And then the Mamuna would ask him, aren't you Bechevron? Is it even lit up? Do you see it far all the way down to Chevron? He would have to answer back, hey, yes, I even see it's that lit up. Because the thing the Morris says, that it was Xerah, once happened, they saw a little lightning and they thought it was daybreak already, and they brought the Tatamid, and really it was in the middle of the night. Therefore, Masya ben Shmuel holds, it's not enough just to see a little bit light, but you have to be able to see, you saw the whole east side lit up all the way down to Hebron. Now Mishnah Gimel, Omulahem. So now the Mamuna would say to the Kohanim that was Zecher and the Avodas HaTamid, he would tell them, Tzu v'yaviyu tle milishchas atloyim. Go to the special room where they used to keep the tloyim, the little lambs, and bring one now for the Korban HaTamid. V'hare lishchas atloyim, where was this room? V'hare lishchas atloyim hoisa bim tsoyar. It was in the corner, Tzvaynis Marobis, of the northwest side. And the Yabol Lishchas HaYisham, in that place there, there were 4 rooms there. Achas was Lishchas HaTloyim, where it took now one of the Tloyim, one of the sheep. V'yachas Lishchas HaChosomis, one was the room that used to have the seals there, that the kind of, when if somebody would want to buy a flour, so they used to like give him a sign, a note that he bought it. So that they used to have the Chosomis, the signings there. V'yachas was Lishchas Beis HaMoikud. One was the room where they used to have a fire always burning there to warm up there. V'yachas Lishchas Shoyosim Ben Lechem Aponim. Another room there was a place where they used to bake the lechem aponim. They needed for every Shabbos the 12 lechems. She used to bake it there on Friday. So Kitzah, they went to one of these rooms called Lishkas HaTloyim, and from there we take out a tle, little sheet. Now, Mishta Dalin, Nichnasum Malishkas HaKelim, then the Kohen went to another Lishka called the Lishkas HaKelim, and V'hoitziyu Mishom Tisho Mishloshek Lekhetzah B'Klezov. They would take out from there, like every morning, 93 different Kelim vessels of silver and gold vessels, much more that they needed throughout the whole day. From these kelim they used in the Beis Midrash the whole day. So they took them out now. And one of the reasons, one of the purposes was, Hishku Esat.